So really the first question I have for you is, can you just kind of talk about what is going on Saturday? What type of events you have planned for, like you said, the second annual Brown Fest, right?
You got it. So last year we lost Kevin on June 11th of 2019. And so we decided we wanted to have a little bit of a celebration of his legacy, as well as raising awareness and money for research for glioblastoma. And so we started what we call Brown Fest, and the relaxing Kevin Brown, the non-coach Kevin Brown, like to go out and you know, kind of head on backwards, love live music. And so that's what Brown Fest is about, is bringing people together to support the awareness piece of getting people to understand what glioblastoma is, raising money for research so that we can give to a research fund in Kevin's name at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. And then it also helps us to provide what we call warrior funds, which are financial grants to patients in Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford, and McLean County that are battling the same disease that Kevin had, again, glioblastoma, which is a very aggressive form of brain cancer. So on Saturday, we kick off with a 5K, which is actually a 5K run, but probably have more walkers than we do runners. And then there's a bags tournament that starts at 10. We have Craig Gertis Band starting at 1:30. At 4 o'clock, we have Dan Hubbard out of Bloomington. And then the 7 o'clock band is Stone Cold Cowboys, which is a really good band. We had them last year. And then we will have silent auction items, a lot of really cool things, and then raffles throughout the day as well.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously this year, I'm sure it's different than the first year because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Can you talk about, you know, how that has went into the planning for this and what type of precautions are being made this year?
Absolutely. You know, earlier this year, most of our events have been canceled because of a pandemic. And so this one was very important for us to be able to continue doing what we're doing, what we committed to as a foundation. It's nice to be able to have an event like this where we can all be outside. So the event will be outside at Five Points. I'm telling people, bring your lawn chairs. You can distance yourself as far as you want or feel comfortable so that you can still hear the bands and things. Of course, we're doing all the precautionary things, such as having lots of sanitizer. You know, people will be encouraged to wear masks if you go inside to the area where the auction will be. Wiping stuff down. We've got lots of extra volunteers as well as Five Point personnel that will be wiping things down and making sure that we are providing a safe environment that people feel comfortable attending.
Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned the foundation there. The foundation is, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but KB Strong Fighting the Fight. Mm-hmm. And can you really just kind of talk about what made you want to start that foundation? Was it bringing awareness to glioblastoma? Was it a combination of things? What really was it that drove you to create the foundation?
When Kevin was diagnosed in August of 2018, he would put that on a lot of his tweets and things to his people who were following him and his players. And, you know, he would basically say, I've got this, and KB Strong. And so we've kind of, you know, taken it from there. His dad developed the idea of having the foundation. His dad went out and created it. And the neat part about it for me is, I did get to tell him the day before he passed away that we were having a foundation and that it was going to be called KB Strong Fighting the Fight, and that he would, this would be an avenue for him to be able to help people, because he said from the very beginning he wanted to be a cancer survivor and he wanted to help people. And so, he is aware, I believe that today, watching us and seeing what a great job the foundation board is doing, but he kind of created that, you know, the name of it anyway, KB Strong, and then we created the Fighting the Fight because that is what we're doing, is we're trying to battle and make a difference. This is a disease that you know, I think I was told in the very beginning that if Kevin would have had it 15 years before, he would have had the exact same standard of care. Well, that standard of care only gave him 10 months and 1 week. And so that's what I'm trying to change, and that's what we're committed to as a foundation.
And you mentioned there as well about Kevin caring for people. During, you know, I was looking through different things before talking to you, and I think most people would agree that there are people, you know, in your life, whether it's teachers or a coach, that are more than that, that really help you through life and give you life lessons. And it seems like everything I've seen, that Kevin was definitely one of those people that was loved helping people and was definitely a people person. Is that correct? Can you speak to that?
Yep. I've known Kevin since I was 19 years old. I'm married to him for almost 27 years. And he was. People, you know, they from afar, people knew him from the coach, the very intense coach on the sidelines. But it wasn't to Kevin about winning and losing, except when it came to cancer. He wanted to develop young student athletes into being good husbands, good employees, good friends, and that's what he did. And to me, you know, I had several kids say to me early on, "You don't understand, he helped to raise me." And I said, "Well, actually, I do understand, because we've been together since we were 19 and 21 years old, and he made me who I am today." And he just had that, that talent is to bring people together, and that's what he's still doing today with the foundation. And he, you know, had a talent of pushing the right buttons in his way. Sometimes that was very intense, and sometimes that was a more compassionate side of him. But pushing those buttons to make people want to succeed and want to do better. And I think he had a huge impact on a lot of kids. And today, you know, we're having a committee meeting tonight, and it's still former players, players' wives, former students that are involved in making sure that events like Brownfest happen and that we continue to keep his legacy alive. And so to me, that answers your question of, was he that guy? What, you know, that says it right there to me.
Yeah. And I think I can even speak to that. Just like I said, looking at things, it was very easy to find things about how great of a person Kevin was. And it was pretty hard to find a basketball record, even though he was a pretty good coach from what I know as well. So I think that kind of speaks to that as well. So for people, say, like me, who never got to meet him or had the privilege of knowing him, what's something that he or something you would say about Kevin that you would want people to know?
He was the most loyal person I think I've ever met, whether that be as a husband, as a coach. You know, Kevin was hard on his players, but don't you dare talk about his players in a negative way. He was a loyal friend. He was he's just an all-around great guy. And one of the things that I loved about him is he had his own internal, I don't know if you want to call it a value statement, but if you were a person that entered his life, and whether it be a student or a player, and someone would say, you know, that kid's a bad kid, you're not going to like them. He formed his own opinion, and you were never going to convince him otherwise. Now, the other side of that is if someone said, "This is the best person you've ever met," and his gut didn't tell him the same. He had that same type of sense where he, you know, you weren't going to convince him to sway from what he felt was the right way of doing things in life. And, you know, all the way down to, I hear his friends talk about, you know, peer pressure when he was in school. He just didn't have it. You know, he believed in what he believed in, and nobody was going to convince him otherwise. And I think that's where that loyalty comes from, is if you were one of his people, you were his person. And he was going to make sure that he had your back no matter what. And, you know, that, again, wasn't just as a husband. That was as a friend, and that was as a coach and a son and brother. And I know, you know, that's one of the things we all miss terribly about him.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's everybody needs people like that in their life. And real quickly, I'll let you go because I know you have a meeting, like you said. But can you just say what time is it? It's Saturday. The date is September 5th, and what time can people get there? Is it all day? Can you? What's the time?
The 5K run walk starts at 9. So I think most people probably start to arrive 8 or 8:30. And then the bags tournament at 10. You can check on the KB Strong Fighting the Fight Facebook. We have an event on there. There may still be some spots for running, walking, as well as the bags, but they're really filling up. And then after that, the first band will be at 1:30. So prior, I would say if you got there at noon, 12:30, you're going to be able to benefit from some of the vending food vendors that we have there and some of the different things that are going on. And then things will really kick off, 12:30 on with all the different bands and the different raffles that we have.
And where is this at?
It's at Five Points in Washington, so the community center just across from the Washington High School football field. And it'll be right there in the parking lot. As we said, it'll be a big open area in the parking lot. Everything, for the most part, will take place outside, so people can bring their lawn chairs, spread out to whatever manner they feel comfortable.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to me. I know it's busy probably leading up to this event and everything, but I really do appreciate you taking out the time, and it looks like hopefully you're going to have some good weather on Saturday for a lot of people to come out and honor Kevin and also support this great cause.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you spreading the word for us as well, because it will be a great event, and it's, we don't do the things we do as a foundation without having people there, so we really appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and have a great rest of your night, and have a great event on Saturday, Jody.
Thanks, Dalton. I appreciate it.